Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today to talk about her upcoming 50th game in the Host Plus Sandful W League is Woodville West Torrens captain Annie Falkenberg. Annie, welcome and congratulations. What will it mean to you?
Thanks, Zach. Good to talk to you today. I guess the 50 milestone in the Sandful W is something that I've kind of seen many people before me kind of reach that milestone and hope that I'd be able to do it, you know, in my time. It's a milestone that, you know, I guess if you equal it out to the men's season is almost, you know, worthy of 100 games. So, yeah, it's a milestone that I hope is still celebrated across the league for a couple more seasons until we, kind of get really established in our season length. It means a lot to kind of be amongst that cohort of people that can celebrate it.
It's a huge game for you too, obviously, against South Adelaide at Flinders University Stadium on Saturday.
Yeah, I was actually thinking we actually played our first ever game as Eagles as a footy club at South Adelaide. I think it was a Friday night at about 5 p.m, so it wasn't the best timing for round one, or, you know, the first inaugural game as Eagles. Quite fitting that we're back down there again on Saturday. I don't think I played down there last year at all. I haven't played down there in a couple years, so I don't mind the drive down there, and don't mind the oval itself as well. But be good to get our first ever win on that oval as well.
So that was your debut game as well in 2019, the first ever one for the Woodville West Torrens Footy Club?
Yeah, that was my debut. I was lucky enough to be selected for that inaugural game, which was something that was really special. And, forever be grateful that I got that opportunity. I remember that day very clearly, and kind of the anxiety going into selection for that game as well. You know, I wasn't working full time, so I had a lot of, you know, time on my hands throughout that week to just, you know, stress and worry. But it was a really special day.
What about the game itself? What do you remember most from it?
I remember we played Glenelg, I believe, which was weird.
Down there.
Down south. We didn't win, I know that. I remember Kiana Lee kicked our first ever goal. And I remember, I think I was defending, well, I was a forward actually back then.
Okay.
And I had Cass Hartley defending me, I believe. He's my line coach at Eagles. So, kind of full circle moment as well there.
Yeah, no, it's great to reminisce about that. That's not that long ago, but it does seem like an eternity in terms of the way the women's football competition is developing here in the Host Plus Sandful W League.
Yeah, it does, and to think that was six seasons ago, the maths doesn't seem like it adds up right, but to think, it's kind of all gone really quickly the past 6 years, also six seasons, I guess, it's been a good journey, and, like I said, just really grateful that I've been able to be a part of it from the start. Eagles at least.
Yeah, tell us about how your footy journey began, obviously, with Adelaide Uni.
So I had a friend playing at Adelaide Uni, and it was very close to where I was living at the time, kind of where they trained, so decided I'd go out there, brought a friend with me as well, who I played basketball with at the time. We were both kind of looking for a change up in our sporting kind of careers and journeys. Played two seasons with Adelaide Uni and got two premierships as well with them. So that was a really great start to my football kind of journey. And and met a lot of friends through that club as well that followed me through Eagles, and still friends with them now. So, yeah.
Had you played any other sports prior to footy?
Prior to footy, I played basketball pretty much my whole life. I'd kind of started from juniors and played all the way up to seniors.
Okay.
Kind of achieved most of the things I wanted to with that sport as well. So it was kind of was at that age where I kind of peaked and, you know, felt like I just needed a break from the sport itself. So picked up footy. One day, who knows, I might go back to basketball for a bit or play it kind of in the off season, still love the sport, still watch the sport religiously, just playing it at that time, I kind of needed a break.
Where had you played?
I grew up playing juniors at Woodville Warriors, and then kind of in my under-18s and seniors played at Forestville Eagles.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So, yeah, kind of across those two clubs. It's funny because obviously like Woodville.
Yeah, the
Eagles. And then the Eagles. So it's kind of nice coming to Woodville, West Torrens, Eagles, kind of little mix, mix of both.
It's an amazing synergy.
Yeah.
And what is it that you most like about the game of Australian footy that has you hooked?
I've kind of said this, I think, a couple of times, you know, just reflecting over my past kind of reasons as to why I love the sport. But I think just being around so many people is always really nice. You've always got someone there you can talk to, and just, or someone there to pick you up or, you know, keep you going along through training. You know, it's, I don't really think I'd ever enjoy playing a sport where you'd be on your own. I really enjoy the team environment. So footy is just one of the biggest kind of team environments you can get across the world. So I think that aspect of it is why I really like it.
And it certainly feels like one big family down there at Oval Avenue, in particular at your footy club, not only between the men's and women's program, because I know new coach Sam Jacobs and Jade Sheedy before him also obviously working closely with Narelle there, but also the wheelchair football side of it as well. I know that's something that you're incredibly passionate about, Annie.
Yeah, so I've kind of been involved with that team or just more from a supporter base, since it's kind of inaugural season as well. So, yeah, I think, you know, being in a leadership role as well, you know, you obviously get exposed to a lot more opportunities to be involved in other, you know, areas across the footy club. So that's kind of as well something I feel really lucky within the leadership part of my role is that I get to, you know, be a part of these other events involved at the club and not just because I have to be there or get asked to be there, but because I actually want to be there. And I love just, talking to new people, meeting new people and seeing their passion for the footy club just as much as me. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, for sure. Have you worked out the best way to play that game? It doesn't look easy.
Yeah, I think obviously fast ball movement is one thing. And being able to power the handball was like quite far and get distance on the handball as well. And accurate, obviously, when they're in the wheelchair, the accuracy of the ball and getting it on the body or getting it in the hands is something that you have to execute. I'm sure they do a lot of work on that in pre-season as well.
Yeah, indeed they would be.
Yeah.
That's right. You've obviously got a chalked up a nice win against Nord in round three, so hoping to go on with that, and it'd be, I guess, nice in a way if you could try and get into that top four and break the duck for Woodville West Torrens, because we saw what Central District did last year when they got into the finals for the first time.
Yeah, I feel like we've never really cracked the four. I remember when we won our first game, we cracked the four in percentage just for one night, I think. Then the next day or something, we were out. But it would be nice to crack the top four with a win this week if that all works out. And following on the momentum from Norwood, head coach Narelle has kind of spoken about just letting the dam wall open.
Yeah,
I think we saw trickles of that against Norwood and had that belief. And we'll get there, and I'm sure we'll make some more cracks in that damn wall as well on Saturday night. So, I'm really excited.
Now, good luck with it, Annie. Look forward to seeing your milestone match and hopefully be a memorable one for you. But before we let you go, tell us about what you get up to outside of footy.
Yeah, outside of footy, I work full-time. I work for the Department for Correctional Services in their psychology team. So I'm a provisional psychologist at the moment. I've got about 2 months left of my study to get my full registration. I've been working in the department for 4 years in kind of different roles, but I really kind of like that intersection between criminology and psychology. So I feel very lucky as well to be placed in this department and in such a really good supportive team. I really enjoy that, the different aspects of my life, and I feel like I've got really good work-life balance at the moment, and that obviously really helps on field and just overall performance and well-being as well as an athlete.
Sounds like a pretty confronting and challenging role.
Yeah, for sure. At times, some days are worse than others. But like I said, the team and, the people that I work with, it's amazing. And we're all very different people as well, which helps. And we see things from, different perspectives, and it really challenges me individually as well to keep going as well. So
I'd imagine that would translate really well into being the captain of a footy club and being able to deal with a lot of different personalities.
Yeah, for sure. I think, being in this role, you've got to learn a lot of patience, a lot of empathy and communication skills and things like that. So that definitely, translates to the footy world as well. I don't know what translates more, whether footy translates better to my work or the other way. I'm not sure yet, but... I'm sure it's a bit of both.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Annie, thank you very much for your time on Sandful Radio. We do appreciate that, and wishing you all the best for your 50th Host Plus Sandful W League game when Woodville West Torrens tackles South Adelaide down there at Flinders University Stadium on Saturday.
Great. Thanks, Zach. See ya.